You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. MLive recently published an in-depth look at Michigan's public colleges and how they subsidize sports with tuition dollars. A shout out to Paula Gardner and Brian McVicker for some solid reporting. What stood out more than anything else to me is the fact that among the schools that offer NCAA level athletics, collectively, Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan, and Central Michigan spend more tuition dollars on sports than all the other 10 public universities combined. It's costing Western nearly $26 million a year. At Eastern, the subsidy is more than $27 million a year, which amounts to 10% of the tuition bill. So how does that compare to the state's big schools? Michigan State subsidizes athletics a bit over $700,000 a year. Michigan, $263,000. Joining us now is Richard Vedder. He's a professor of economics at Ohio University and the director of the Center for College Affordability and Productivity. I've talked to Eastern Michigan University's athletic director about this on this program before, and I still can't understand how a school can spend so much money subsidizing athletics, whether the football team is a chronic loser or a winning team, such as Central, to a lesser degree Western. I guess I say football because that's where most of the money goes, right? So how does any of this make sense?
Well, to me, it doesn't, Lester. It's interesting that the schools in the state that have the greatest reputation, both academically and athletically, among the public universities, the University of Michigan, of course, in Ann Arbor, and Michigan State, are the ones that are relatively subsidy-free. It isn't that their athletic programs are small. Indeed, they're much larger than those at Western or Eastern or Central. It's that they have commercial value associated with them. People want to watch football at the University of Michigan. In fact, 110,000 people will show up at the stadium, whereas at Eastern Michigan, if there are 10,000 people in the stadium, it's considered a remarkable achievement. The reason, you know, the two schools are 6 miles apart, Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. You can walk from one to the other or take a bicycle easily. There is not enough market for the entertainment provided by these secondary schools in an athletic conference, the Mid-America Conference, that is sort of a wannabe Big Ten level schools. This is true in Michigan. It's true in the other states in the Mid-America Conference, such as Illinois or Ohio, where I'm at. My university, Ohio University, played at Eastern Michigan about 3 years ago, and there were allegedly 3,000 people in the stands. But I am told by my friends who were there that there were probably really 1,000. At the same time, there are 110,000 people sitting in Ann Arbor, 6 miles away. Does that make any sense at all? I don't think so.
Well, you've done some research about how much people view the academics at a school positively, in part because of a school's success on the field. So tell us a little bit about that. They associate good sports playing with good academics. End of story.
Well, there are schools. You know, I do the rankings of colleges and universities for Forbes magazine, and our rankings are similar to the U.S. News rankings. Stanford University ranks very, very high in both rankings as an academic institution. But Stanford isn't bad at football either. They're pretty darn good. Notre Dame is high in both the academic side and the athletic side. So you say, well, there's a great relationship there. But then you look at MIT. I think MIT, do they have teams that play? Maybe. I don't know. The relationship between academics and athletics, there is some relationship there, but it is modest. And given the cost of sports, $25, $27, $28 million, what is that? $1,100 a student at Eastern, I think. That's 10% 15% of the tuition level.
Yeah, it's 10%. I have to have personal knowledge of that right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So at Grand Valley State University, in this MLive article, the former retired athletic director said, quote, "We believe our students pay a lot of money at Grand Valley. We don't want to charge a lot more because our egos say we should be Division I. Grand Valley plays Division II. But Eastern and Western, whose students pay twice as much for athletics as Grand Valley State students do, stay with Division I because, well, they say they have to, that it makes sense, that it's prestigious and it makes a big difference." Now, at least Western has racked up some winning seasons. We're not talking about schools that are in the big, powerful conferences like U of M and MSU. Does anyone pay attention to that Division I category when it's MAC? And is it worth the price of the students pay for it?
No, I quite agree with the sentiment of what you're asking. The Division I actually is divided into a couple subdivisions. There's a football, in effect, a major league and a minor league within Division I, and the Mid-America Conference schools are aspiring to be at the top of the major leagues, and they're really in the minor leagues. There are five strong athletic conferences in the United States with about 65 schools in them, and then there's another several dozen other Division I-A schools that just don't quite make that top level. And that's where Eastern, Western, and Central are. Michigan State make that top division. There's just not enough market for more than 60 or 65 teams to play games that will attract millions of people, that the TV networks will pay millions and millions to get the rights to broadcast, that people will pay $50, $75 for a football game. Almost no one would pay $50 to go to watch a football game in Ypsilanti. And the tragedy of it is the kids that go to Eastern Michigan and Western Michigan are not as well off economically as the kids that go to Ann Arbor. The kids that go to Ann Arbor, the Pell Grant percentage of kids at Pell Grants at Ann Arbor are less than half of what it is at Eastern. The Pell Grants are the kids who are relatively modest income. There are more modest income kids going to Eastern Michigan, percentage-wise, than to the University of Michigan. Yet kids of the University of Michigan pay no subsidy to speak of, just a nominal subsidy for sports, $10 a student or something, whereas at Eastern Michigan they're paying over $1,100, $1,200 a year, and that's like a cruel tax, a very regressive tax.
You're saying the kids at Eastern pay 100 times the fee for athletics as the kids at University of Michigan?
Absolutely.
What do you think of the idea that universities would be required to tell parents and students right there on the bill how much of their tuition money is going toward these subsidies for athletics?
I think it should be mandated. I think it's a great idea. The state of Virginia has recently put a limit on the amount that that can be used to subsidize sports from student fees and university revenues. And I think some sort of restraint should be put on. And one way to do it is exactly your idea. Put it on the bill and shame the schools. Because in most cases, the parents and the students don't even know this. They're not aware of the extent. They know there's some subsidy there, but they're not aware of the extent of it.
Richard Vedder is an economist and the director of the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at Ohio University. Thanks very much for talking with us.
I'm glad to be with you.